This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Makos, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Ha'isha Reizel Miriam, Bas Rab Naftali Lider, Zichrono Livrocha. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
The Torah says, Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. In order to initiate a full legal case against someone, you need two witnesses to come and testify about that person. In Parshas Shoftim, we learn a special Gzeiras HaKosev regarding the concept of Edim Zaymimin. If two Edim come to Beis Din and testify that Reuven killed Shimon last Tuesday in New York, and two other witnesses come later and say, how could these two Edim say that they saw Reuven killed Shimon in New York last Tuesday? Last Tuesday they were with us in London on that day. Imanu ha'isim, they were with us, so how is it possible that they could have seen Reuven kill Shimon in New York? So even though this is really two Edim's words against two other Edim's words, the first two Edim say they saw Reuven kill Shimon. The second two Edim say it's impossible that these two could have seen it because they were Imanu ha'isim. The Torah says we believe the second pair of Edim, and the first pair of Edim become what we call Edim Zaymimin. And the punishment for Edim Zaymimin is Vasisa Loi Kaasher Zamam. You do to these Edim what would have been the punishment had we believed their original testimony. So, if they said that Reuven killed Shimon, the punishment for Reuven would have been death, because he killed Shimon. So we kill these Edim Zaymimin, because that would have been the punishment Vasisa Loi Kaasher Zamam. I.e., they get Misa. And now let's begin with the Mishnah, here in Masechta Makos, on Daf Beis, Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah asks, Ketzad ha'edim na'asim zaymimin? Two edim come to Beis Din and say that a particular kohen, who seems kosher to do the avodah, they say that he's really a cholol. He is a ben grusha, and a kohen cannot marry a grusha, so therefore he can't do the avodah. Or he's a ben chalutza, and since he's a ben chalutza, he also can't do the avodah. So if these Edim are proven to be Zaymimin, we don't make them Chalolim, if they're Kohanim, but rather we give them Malkus. Normally, as we mentioned before, the rule is Vasisalai Ka'asher Zamam. We do to them like would have been the punishment that they would have inflicted on the person that they said Edus on. Since on this Kayan they wanted to say that he's a Chalol, and therefore he's Pasol to do the Avodah, if they're Kohanim, we should really make them Pasol to do the Avodah. But we don't say that. Rather, we give them Malkus. Or, if two Edim say Reuven is chayev to go into Golis, because he killed someone b'shagig, so therefore he needs to go to one of the Arei Miklat, we don't send them to Golis if they're Edim Zaymimin, but rather we give them Malkus. We give them 39 lashes. And the Gemara asks, how do we know if they wanted to make a Kayin a Cholol? We don't make the Edim Zaymimin Chololim. Why don't we just simply do to them Kasher Zamam? Our answer is, since the Pasuk says, Vasisem loy Kasher Zamam, we darshan loy v'loy lazare, only to him the punishment can be, not to the children. Because what would happen? If we made him a chalal, not only would he be a chalal, but his children would also become chalalim. And they would also be possible from the avodah. Because once someone becomes a chalal, their children and grandchildren also become chalalim, and they also become possible for the avodah. And since the pasuk says, v'asisem loy kasher zamam, you can't punish the children. So the Gemara asks, so why not just make him a chalal and keep the children kosher? My answer is that's not Ka'asher Zamam. Since they wanted to turn this Kayan and his children into Chalolim, here we're not doing Ka'asher Zamam, because then we would only be making him a Chal and not the children. The Gemara then asks in the second part of the Mishnah, how do we know that these Edim Zaymimin don't receive the Einership Golus? My answer is the Pasuk says, Hu Yonus El Achas He'arim. Only the one who killed gets sent to Golus, not anyone else. Rabbi Yochanan learns from a Kal V'chomer. If someone kills Bemezid, there is no Golos. They who tried, certainly they shouldn't be going to Golos. Gemara asks, how do we know the Gzeiras HaKosev of Edim Zaymimin? Our answer is from the Pasuk in Dvarim Yotes, Vasisem Loi Kaasher Zamam. We do to them as they wanted to do to the other person. Why don't all Edim Zaymimin get Malkus? I'm going to answer since saying Dibor is a lav she'en by Maisa. And in general, a lav she'en by Maisa cannot have Malkus. The Gemara says there are four things said about Edom Zayimim. Number one, they don't receive a punishment of becoming Chalolim if they said that a Kayin is a Ben Grusha. Number two, they cannot go into Galus. Number three, they can't pay Kaifer. Kaifer is paid if someone's Shor Muad kills his neighbor. And finally, number four, they cannot be sold as an Eved Ivri. Rabbi Akiva adds that Edom Zayimim also don't pay based on their own admission of Edom Zayimim. Maida B'Knas is Potter. Rabbi Akiva holds that the concept of Edom Zayimim is based on Knas. The proof is that even though they never did a bad activity, they still get a punishment. And this punishment is only a Knas. Daf Gimel. An Eid Zayimim pays only his portion, meaning if two Edom tried to be Mechayev someone $1,000, they split it $500 each. Also, if only one of the Edom becomes Zayimim, they're both Pater, since we say Ein Eid Zayimim Mishalim Mammon Ad Sheyizma Shneihem. They only become Chayev to pay if both of them become Edom Zayimim. The next Mishnah. Two Edom came to Bezdin and testify Ruvain divorced his wife, but he hasn't paid her ksuba money. If they're found to be Zayimim, they can't be Mechuyev to pay the ksuba, since the husband may eventually pay up. The knas then is based on the discounted cash value of the ksuba if it would have been sold on the open market. And the Gemara says, a man's schus in a ksuba is worth more than a woman's, since he is muchzik in the ksuba. The Gemara asks, how do we evaluate the value of the ksuba to punish the Edom Zayimim? Rav Chisda says, according to how much it would cost if the husband sold it. Rav Nosson Bar Oishia says, how much she would have sold it for, as deducted from the overall value of the ksuba. The Mishnah. If two Edom say Reuven owes Shimon 1,000 zuzim in 30 days, Reuven agrees he owes the money, but says the time is not 30 days, but rather 10 years. If they're found to be Zayimim, we evaluate how much 1,000 zuzim is worth to use for 30 days, and how much 1,000 zuzim are worth to hold for 10 years. The difference between the two is the punishment for these Edom Zayimim. Gemara. If Shemitah comes in the middle of the loan, i.e. in the 7th year of the 10 years that we're speaking about, the Shemitah comes and cancels the loan. So how does the formula in the Mishnah work in such a case? The Gemara answer is the Mishnah is talking about where the shtar was handed over to a Bezdin. Rashi explains this is speaking about a Prusbel. We know that normally in the 7th year, Shemitah comes and cancels all chayvis that anyone owes. However, Hillel HaZaken was mesaken the takana of Prusbel, meaning that a person gives over the chayv to Bezdin. And since chayvis owed to Bezdin are not considered batal during the Shemitah year, it's as if a person still owes the money even though Shemitah year comes along. So our Mishnah can be talking about a case of Prusbel, or this was a case of a loan via a mashkin. Even when Shvius comes, it isn't Mishamet, and the loan repayment is still Chal in year 10. If someone is Masne al-Masha Kasev Batayra, in other words, he says that he's going to do something against the words of the Torah, his Maisa is Kayim, and his Tanai is Batal, i.e. the transaction is good. If someone loans money without specifying a payment date, he must wait at least 30 days before coming to collect. Rabbah says, but this is only if it's a Milva Bishtar, not if it's a milva alpeh, where less than 30 days is okay to collect. Rav Chiya says, we always must wait 30 days. The Rambam in Hilchas Malva Veleva Perek Yud Gimel Halacha He says that a person can never collect before 30 days unless he clearly makes a condition at the time of the loan. I.e., B'dinei Mominus we say T'nai is Kaim, even though he's Masna al Mashakasa Batera. In Shulchan Aruch, Chayshin Mishpat, Simen Ayin Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says that unless the Minik HaMakam is less than 30 days, it is usher to collect before 30 days. If a person opens up a closed shirt on Shabbos, he's chayav to bring a karmen chatas, since it's like mesaken kli. The Ramban adds that you can't be mechayev for kairea, since there was no intention of sewing it. The Gemara says three lugin of mayim she'uvim, which is drawn water which was mixed with wine, and this fell into a mikvah of less than 40 sa of mayim ksherim, the mikvah remains kosher. Normally we know it would be pasul in a case of three lugin that fall into mayim she'uvim, but since this mixture looks like wine, it does not pasul the mikvah. Daf Dalet. If a barrel full of mayim she'uvim fell into the Yam HaGadol, if someone uses it as a mikvah at that spot, the tefillah is no good, since we're chayshish that this gimel lugin didn't disperse properly. The Mishnah. two Edim say Reuven owes Shimon 200 zuzim, and they're found to be Zaymimin. Rameir says they're chayev both for Malkus, and they're chayev for paying the 200 zuzim, because we say, She'ein Hashem ha-mevien lidei Malkus, mevien lidei Tashlumin. They're chayev for Malkus, since they said false testimony, and the pasuk says, Loisana v'reacha eid shaker. And they're chayev for paying 200 zuzim, because the pasuk says, Vasisam le'kasher zamam lasay so'achiv. Since they did both of these, it's ein shem ha-mevien lidei Malkus, mevien lidei Tashlumin. It's two different things. The Chachamim say, Kol ha-mishalim ein aleika. Once a person pays, he cannot get Malkus. Therefore, they only get one punishment. The Gemara. According to the Rabbanim, you only get one of the Einshim, since the Pasuk in Devarim Chaf Hei says, Kedei Rishasai. The Gemara darshins, Mishum Risha Achas Atam Machayavai, V'yat Tamachayavai Mishum Shtei Rishayas. They can only be convicted of one sin, but not two. Therefore, they only get one of the punishments, not two. According to Rav Meir, Yochayev for two things, since he learns from Maitzi Shemra that the man gets Malkus and pays Knas. Aye, the Gemara asks, but Maitzi Shemra is a Knas, and Edim Zayman is Mominus. Our answers, Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Akiva, who says Edim Zayman is a Knas. Therefore we say, Leike Umishalman. You get both Malkus and you have to pay. The Gemara says, in a case of a Lav Hanituk Lase, Rabbi Yehuda says there's no Malkus. Because the Pasuk says, for example, L'yseisir rimenu ad boiker. You should not leave a carbon left over overnight. You can't keep it overnight, which is a lois aseh. But let's say you did, then you can fix it with the aseh. V'anoyser mimenu ad boiker. If a person leaves it over, ba'ish tisreifu, the Pasuk says. This is the tikkun for the lois aseh. Alav hanitak la'aseh. Rabbi Akiva says, the reason you don't get Malkus by Neiser isn't because of a lav hanitik laaseh, but because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. It's something which is passive, therefore you can't get Malkus for it. Daf hey. Edim Zayimin are one of the four things that Bezdin is mechuyev to make a public hachroza about, so all of Klal Yisrael will know about it. The Mishnah. Mishalshin b'mamin. We divide the chiyev of mamin for the Edim Zayimin amongst all the Edim. For example, if there were two Edim Zayimin on $1,000, then each pays $500. But we don't split the Malkus. So if two Edim Zayimin are found to be Zayimin, then each aid gets 39 Malkus. We don't split the Malkus halfway between the two. The Gemara. According to Abaya, just like Misa cannot be divided between two Edim, so too Malkus cannot be divided between two Edim. According to Rava, if we split the Malkus, it wouldn't be clear-cut Kasha Zaman. The next Mishnah. Edim do not receive the punishment of Kasha Zamam until the second set of Edim came to contradict the Edim themselves. I.e., if the second set say on the first set, they, those Edim, were with us, then they can become Zayimin. But if the second set contradict the Edus, i.e., they say, well, they weren't with us, maybe they saw it, but we don't agree with the Edus, that's not called Edim Zayimin. It has to be the Edim who are contradicted, that the Edim themselves were with us. This halacha is exeris hakasev, because be'emes, why should we believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom? Two people say one thing, two people say something else. Why do we believe the second set? That's exeris hakasev, that we say kasha zamam if imanu hayisam. In fact, the Mishnah says, if a third set comes and are mazim the second set, both the first and the second set get punished kasha zamam. Even if there are 100 sets of Edom, all of them can get punished. Rabbi Yehuda says, only the first group are punished, since there must be a conspiracy. If you have 100 set of Edim, and all are found to be Zayimin, something fishy is going on. Gemara, how do we know you must be Mazim, the Edim themselves, and not their testimony? Because the Pasuk in Devarim Yotah says, Vihine Eid Sheker. Rava says, the first set can only become Zayimin if we're clear that Imanu Hayisem was certain, i.e. if they could have traveled to the other city quickly and be there on the same day, then they wouldn't be punished, because it's not so clear that Imanu Hayisa. Rava says, once the Gemar Din takes place, Edim cannot become Zaymimin anymore. So if Bezdin paskins on Tuesday that Reuven was Chayav Misa, and on Wednesday the Edim that wanted to put him to death are found to be Zaymimin through Imanu Hayisem, then they're Potter. If many pairs come, and we're Chayshish for a conspiracy, why do we kill the first pair? We shouldn't even kill them. The Mishnah. Edim Zayimin are not punished if the intended Edus was already carried out. In other words, if the person was already killed, then we can't, and then we find out that they were Edim Zayimin, it's too late. Because the Pasuk says, we say, Ka'asher Zamam. The Pasuk says, Ka'asher Zamam. We can only punish them because of what they intended to do. Ka'asher Zamam, veloy Ka'asher Asa. only what they intended to do, not what was already done. If the person was already punished, it's too late. The Mishnah also says, if they're proven Zaymimin before the Psak of Bezdin on Levi, then they're Potter. And if they're proven Zaymimin after the death of Levi, they're also Potter. They're only Chayev if they're proven Zaymimin between the Psak and the actual Misa. In other words, you can only have a case of Edom Zaymimin between the Gemar Din and the actual punishment. The truth is, the klal of kasher zamen v'lo kasher asa is very perplexing. Because really, if we say the klal of Edom Zaymimin before the person gets killed, and therefore we'll kill them, kasher zamen, then surely if they killed the person already, for sure they should be punished because the person was killed. What could be worse than actually killing the person? That's when they should be punished for kasher zamen. The case of Mishnah in Hilchas Eidus Perek Chaf Halacha Beis explains that if the person wasn't killed yet, so the punishment of Edom Zaymimin applies, because it was very bad that they tried to kill the person. But once the person was killed already, the Avera is so terrible that just killing them is not enough. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take care of that in Gehenim or in Olam Haba and punish them a different way, because now already the crime was done. The person, an innocent person, was killed. This is something so bad that there's really no way of kapara for them by simply killing them. And the Gemara asks, why don't we say Al-Kal V'Chomer? If they intended to kill Levi, they're Chayev. Surely if they actually had him killed, they should be Chayev. Gemara answers, Ein Einshin Min Adin. The famous Klal, we know that we cannot learn a punishment of a person through Al-Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavoy paskin wrongly on the halacha of an aid zaymim to disprove that stukim. Unfortunately, he put an innocent aid to death, and he disqualified himself from being an independent Meira Hara, and used to prostrate himself on the kever of this innocent aid. The Mishnah. From the testimony of two Edim or three Edim, a defendant can be put to death. The Torah says, Al pi shnayim oy shleisha Edim. Why the extra? Why do we say shleisha? To teach us that two Edim can come to be mazem three, or even can come to be mazem more than three Edim. Reb Shimon says, you can only have zaymimin if all of the Edim are found to be zaymim, two or three or more of the Edim. But if one is not zaymim, he's machshir the entire group not to be punished. In other words, if you have two Edom that come and are mazim 72 Edom, but there were really 73 Edom, then this one who is kasher, he's machshir everybody else in the group, and you can't punish any of them. The Rivash adds, however, that the Edus is pasul, even though you can't make them Edom Zaymimin, but the Edus still becomes pasul. Rabbi Akiva says, just like if someone joins a group like this, he can be punished as part of the Avera, so too, if one participates in a group to do a mitzvah, you get the schar. If you participate in the group, you're entitled to some schar. Also, in general, if one person in a group of Edom is a karev apostle within the group, to the person that the testimony is being set on, he apostles the entire group. That's why by a chasana, for example, we designate special and specific Edei Kedushin. Because if there's 100 people at a chasana, and 10 of them are relatives, and there always are relatives at a chasana, according to this, it's possible that all the Edom would be pasul, because since some of the people who are now witnessing the chasana, the kedushin, are relatives of the chasana kala, that would come to pasul everybody in the group. Therefore, we designate two specific Edom by the chasana to be Edei kedushin, so that it comes to exclude everyone else, and we don't run into this problem. Rabbi Yossi says, this halacha that we mentioned before, that if one Ed is a karev pasul, the entire group is pasul, only applies to dinei nefashos. But by dinei mamonis, if one is a karev apostle, as long as there are two edei kasher who are left, the edus is considered good. Rabbi says, in all cases, a karev apostle ruins the entire group, except by a case of dinei nefashos, if they didn't give hasra altogether. Then the edus is kayim. Davav, the Gemara. Rava says, if different sets of edim came, and their edus wasn't within the time of teichedei dibor of each other, then even if one is a karev apostle, it doesn't invalidate all the edus. And the time allotted to teichedei dibor is so a person can say, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umari. It's a machlekes in the Mishnah who we paskin like, Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi. But the Rif and the Rush paskin like Rabbi, that both by dinei nefashos and dinei mamonos, if we have a case of nimtza echad mehem, karev apostle, then the edus is considered batal. The next Mishnah. If two people see an event from one window, two other people see it from a second window, and a fifth guy is giving hasra in the middle, all five are considered to be a kat edim, or one considered to be one group of edim, if they can see each other when they give, when this edus is going on and they're seeing the situation, if they can all see each other, then it's considered to be one group. If they can't see each other, then they're considered separate kitei edim. They're considered separate groups. A nafkamina, of course, is if not all of them are considered to be zaymim. If all are considered to be one group, then all are considered to be pater, since all must be zaymim to create a situation of edim zaymim. Rabbi Yossi says, a defendant can never be put to death unless there is hasra from both edim, as we see from the pasuk, al pi shnayim edim. From this pasuk, we also learn that the Sanhedrin must hear edus directly from the pi edim, not from a maturgaman, not from a translator. Gemara. If one aid sees an event from one window, and one aid sees an event from a different window, if they can't see each other, the edus cannot be mitzdarif. A Talmud Chacham, who's called a chaver, does not need hasra. This is because he knows that the act is osir. He knows the halachas. He's a Talmud Chacham. So the hasra doesn't add anything, and he can be punished even without hasra. Daf Zayin. There were two witnesses who were relatives to an arev, to a guarantor of a loan. Surapuna says, these kravim also passel the edus, since edim cannot be kravim to the malva, to the leva, or to the arev. The Mishnah. Anytime two people stand up and say, we are testifying on Reuven that his din was completed, and Levi and Yehuda were his edim, he can be killed. The Mishnah also says that Sanhedrin have jurisdiction in both Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. A Sanhedrin that carries out a death penalty once in 7 years is called a destructive bezdin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, if they carry out a death penalty once in 70 years, they're called a destructive bezdin. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon said, if they would have sat on a bezdin, they never would have killed anyone. Gemara. If someone ran from a psak halacha in Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, we cannot overrule the psak. But if they ran from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, we can. Because of the schusim of Eretz Yisrael, we may be able to find a way to reevaluate the situation. Sanhedrin is noyeg in all times, in all places, as we see Bamidbar Lamed Hey, Mishpat L'Dere Seichem. And finally, if Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon would never give death, what if someone was Bayal and Erva? More answers, they would ask the Edom if they saw the act right up close, which of course would be impossible, therefore they wouldn't be able to put the person to death. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak Beis, Elu Hein Hagoylin. As background, the Torah says if a person kills B'shayig unintentionally, he's Mechuyev to run away to Galus, to one of the designated Ari Miklat, cities of refuge. The purpose of Galus is for two reasons. First of all, it serves as a kapara for the murderers, one who did a Peshaygig, his sin. And second of all, it serves as a protection from the Gael Hadam, the victim's relatives, who by law are allowed to avenge the blood of their murdered relative by killing the murderer if they find him outside of the Ari Miklat. And the Mishnah says, the following go into Galus. They go to one of the Ari Miklat. First of all, if a person killed someone, b'shaygig, derech yirida, in a downward movement. For example, he's walking down a ladder, and going down the ladder, someone gets killed. Then he has to run away to an Ari Miklat. But if he was pulling something upward, then he's putter from going into Galus. And the Gemara says, only a pure shaygig is chayev Galus. But if on one side you have a karav lainus, then he's putter, i.e. a mishap that he couldn't have anticipated at all. If on the other side we have a karev lemezid, then he's also pater, because this is like negligence. It has to be something in between. A mezid is pater from galus, since he's really chayav misa. If a person was going up a ladder, derech aliyah, but the ring under him gave out and someone was killed, i.e. this is now derech yirida, then is he chayav or is he pater? Because really here it's both up and down. More answers, it's a machlekes tanaim, because this is really yirida utzarech ha'aliyah. The next Mishnah. Someone is chopping wood, and the iron of the axe flies off the handle and kills someone. Rabbi says there's no galus, and the Chachamim say there is galus. If someone is chopping and a piece of wood from the tree which he hits flies and kills someone, Rabbi says he's chayav galus, the Chachamim say he's pater. The Gemara. The pasuk says v'nishal ha-barzel mina eitz. The question is if we darshan the barzel, or the eitz, as what's needed to kill someone before the worker is chayav galus. Rabbi learns yesh eim lemeseris. When we read a word in the Torah, we go by how the word is written, not by how it's pronounced. Therefore, the word v'nashal, we look at how it's written. It implies that the barzel caused something else to fly, v'nashal. So the key is if the wood that was hit by the barzel, that killed someone. The Chachamim say, yesh eim lemikra. We go by how a word is read. Therefore, v'nashal it itself broke. So the key is if the barzel killed someone, not if the piece of wood that the barzel hit killed someone. Daf Ches, the Mishnah. If someone throws a stone into a Rishus HaRavim and he kills someone, he must go into Golis. Eliezer ben Yaakov says, if at the time of the throwing, the injured head wasn't in the path of the stone, then the thrower is Potter. If one throws a stone into his own Chatzar and he kills someone, if the damagee has Rishus to be in the Chatzar, then the Mazek is Chayav Golis. If he doesn't have Rishus, then he's Potter. Abishol says, if a father kills a son, b'shaygig, or a rav kills a talmud, or a shliach bezdin, they're potter from galus. Gemara. If a person is chopping wood l'rshus mitzvah, i.e. a hechsher mitzvah, for example, schach for a sukkah, he may be chayav for galus. Mashenkin, if he's doing a mitzvah mamish, then he would be potter. From the pasuk in Mishlechav, tas yisar bincha, we learn that if a person teaches his child and disciplines him, he will be rewarded in Elam Haba. So raising children and teaching them discipline is a mitzvah, and is more than just a hechsher mitzvah, preparing for a mitzvah. From the pasuk of Shabbos that says, Bacharish uvakotzer, we learn the inyan of Taisvus Shvius, that even after Shvius, if the fruits grew substantially during the Shvius, you can't eat them even in the eighth year. The Mishnah. If a father kills a son b'shaygig, he goes to Golis. And vice versa, if a son kills a father. If Yisrael kills a ger taishev, he does not go to Golis. A ger taishev never goes to Golis, unless he kills a different ger taishev. Gemara. But we said previously, if a father kills a son, he's potter from Golis, since it's a mitzvah to train him. Our answer is, he isn't teaching him taira, which is the mitzvah, but he's teaching him a trade. Aye, but it's also a mitzvah for a father to teach a son a trade. Our answer is, he already has a trade. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav tells us that a father is mechuyev to teach his son Torah until his son is baki b'shas u'bepaiskim. Even after he's married, he's mechuyev to teach him, since the pasuk says v'limadatem. Rav Sternbach brings a tshuva as to whether a father who supports his son in kailel can deduct this money as meiser money. If you hold v'limadatem is a mitzvah, as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds, that even after marriage a father is mechuyev to teach his son Torah, then he wouldn't be able to take off the money for meiser, since one can't use meiser money for a mitzvah, i.e. you can't use meiser money to buy an esrog, for example. If, however, it's not a mitzvah, then he would be able to deduct this money from his meiser chiv. Finally, it's a machleikis if hereg, the sword, is a worse punishment than chenek, or vice versa. If one becomes mechuyiv in both, then we say nidain bechamura. And of course, which is the chamura, is a machleikis. Daf tes. Just like eger toishev, who kills eger toishev is potter from galos, so too an Akum who kills an Akum, or an Akum who kills a Yisrael, or Yisrael who kills an Akum, is Potter from Golis. Finally, if a guest comes to a city, you're mechuyev to ask him if he wants something to eat. The Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, a blind person who kills someone does not go to Golis. Rameir says, he does go to Golis. A Soine, a person who hates someone else, if he kills someone, there's no Golis. Rabbi Yossi says, we kill him, because it was probably done b'mezid. Rabbi Shimon says, it depends. The Gemara. We learned by Golos, Beloi Rois, he didn't see. But if someone can't see at all, he's a Summa, he's blind, then he's Potter from going to Golos. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Kuntras al-Adaf brings the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Peizayin Amar Aleph, which says that Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Pasuk that just as a blind person is Potter from Golos, he's also Potter from all Dinim and the Mitzvahs of the Torah. Summa Potter mi Mitzvahs. Rav Paiskim Paskin, not like Rabbi Yehuda, as we see in our Achaim, Simenun Gimel, the Beis Yosef, Divrei Maskil, Suma, and the Magen Avram, Sifkotin, Tazayin. The Paiskim deliberate the extent of Rabbi Yehuda's exemption. Firstly, they question whether Rabbi Yehuda means to exempt a blind person from all mitzvahs, including mitzvahs laisaseh, for example, not eating something which is treif, or he perhaps is only referring to mitzvahs aseh, for example, putting on tzitzis and tefillin. Secondly, they discuss whether Rabbi Yehuda perhaps exempts a blind person only minat Torah, but agrees that minrabbanan, a blind person has a chiyuv to perform mitzvahs.